Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 3rd of June, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Apple TV Plus arriving on the NVIDIA Shield. That's right, Shield owners out there that refuse to give in to Apple's ecosystem, you'll now have access to Apple TV Plus, where you can rent movies, of course, through the Apple Store, and even have access to subscriptions to premium channels. Now, yes, Apple TV Plus already on other popular streaming devices, including things like the Roku and even Fire TV, but this is the first for actually supporting an Android TV-like interface. Of course, it makes complete financial sense for Apple to do this. They need their service to be accessible in as many places as possible. And probably too much to their reluctance, yes, Android is one of them. Staying with Apple News, Apple has now updated the suite of iWork apps. This will, of course, include Pages, Keynotes, and Numbers for iOS and even macOS. Now, for Pages and Numbers on iOS and macOS, the update includes the ability for users to link different elements, such as linking a web page, an email address, and, of course, with still so much homeschooling going on, Pages, Numbers, and Keynote also enables teachers using Apple's schoolwork feature to actually view student progress. This will, of course, include word counts and time spent. As with most Apple updates, it's free right now, so go grab it from the App Store on iOS and, of course, macOS too. Huawei smartphone users and tablet users out there, it's been a struggle without Android's Google Play Store, hasn't it? Well, Huawei says they're about to announce their Harmony OS, and supposedly will be coming via way of an update to your smartphone or your tablet soon. This will include 100-plus devices globally for the new operating system, including, yes, a lot of people have been wondering, even for the Mate Pad Pro. Now, apparently the flagship devices, they'll be the first to get it. The Mate 40, the P40, and the Mate 30 series. Then later on this year, older phones like the Mate 9, the Mate 10, the P20, and even the P10 will then receive more of a modified OS update. And finally, need to know exactly what's going on weather-wise in your area currently? Well, now you don't have to hop on over to the weather app on your phone. Nah, just hit Twitter. Yep, that's right. Twitter is launching a local weather service. And if you're thinking to yourself, why? Well, according to product VP Mike Park, they think weather is the perfect match for Twitter, since so many people use the platform to track natural disasters like hurricanes and floods already. Now, this feature is not launching worldwide. I don't think they can quite do that yet. I have a feeling this is more of a beta tryout to see if it actually works for them or not. It actually will be available in 15 North American cities and the Dominican Republic. And apparently 18 local meteorologists will produce a mix of free and paid content to help you keep tabs on the weather around you in your local area. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Free and paid. As of right now, we don't really know what you get for free. Probably just the temperature. For detailed weather, get prepared to spend $10 a month for the subscription. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN content over there. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening, but until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.